Hi, friends. Welcome to the podcast this evening. Welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast Network on Facebook. We're on Anchor. It'll go to all of our podcast locations. There's 14 of them now. So I'm sure that if you have somebody that you'd like to send this to, that if they're a podcast listener, that they can find it somewhere. So we love the promotion and the sharing of what we do. We do this for the Lord Jesus Christ here in Columbus, Indiana. Today, most churches throughout our community had to cancel service for a near blizzard that we had last night. And so I used to do this on a regular basis. Probably will start doing it again on a regular basis. Just have to figure out the right time to do it and how to do it again. Based around church schedules and things like that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we start. As soon as I pray, then we will listen to a song that goes right along with the sermon. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the love that you have for us, and I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Father, as we go about this message tonight and add a little bit more to it and make it somewhat like a service, and Father, I pray that in the future, if it be your will, and your will that we get to the future services, that we'll find a way to make this worship experience as good as it possibly can for your glory. Father, in just a minute, I'll be bringing the sermon guilty, and I just ask that you would help me to get out of the way, for you to speak through me, and for this to be a good night in the Lord. We thank you for Jesus, and we pray these things in his name. Amen. Now, I'm going to step out of the way. Amy's going to keep shooting video. You'll see our, what's the thing called behind me, dear?
A curio cabinet.
Our curio cabinet, as we listen to the newsboys sing, Guilty.
Faith in you has been, then I'll
All right. Well, I know my wife enjoyed me choosing that song. That's her current favorite song. Oh, and I got to hit stop so we don't listen to it again, which I wouldn't mind. But we'll get on with what we're here to do, and that's preach from the Word of God. Let's get to my sermon notes here. And guilty, obviously, is the name of the sermon tonight. If you remember, it's been a year or two ago, or more, there was the O.J. Simpson trial. And if you remember one of the famous lines from that, Amy, what do you think I'm going to say? If
it fits, you must acquit.
If it doesn't fit.
Sorry.
There you go. You were close. And I didn't give you any advance warning, and you're going to fuss at me about that because you don't like me to pop things on you without notice. So, oh, well, I get in trouble anyway, so not too bad, too often. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Well, how about this? If your testimony doesn't fit, you must be found guilty. Oh, but that isn't exactly the way I want that to go. So how about if your testimony fits, you must be found guilty. Anyway, it doesn't rhyme, but are you going to be found guilty in the court of law, in the court of God, with your testimony of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? We're going to look at several passages of Scripture, but if you were put on trial and accused of being a follower of Jesus Christ, would you be found guilty? I sure hope so. Our first passage is our main text for this evening, and that would be from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 36 through 42, and it says this: some time ago, Thaddeus, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed, and all his followers were dispersed, and it came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourself fighting against God. His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. And may God grant His blessings upon the reading of the Word. If you were in the place of the disciples, would you be found guilty of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? They went out and they were teaching and preaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. They were flogged. If you were flogged for being a follower of Jesus Christ, would you continue to be guilty of the association with Jesus Christ? We listened to that song just a minute ago, and I want to read the words to you. I enjoy doing that when I use music, because sometimes when we listen to music, we may not catch part of what the words are saying. And the Newsboys, if you know me very well, you know that they are my favorite group. You know that I just love old Newsboys, new Newsboys, and if you know the Newsboys, you know what I'm talking about there. I love their old music, their old lead singer, their new lead singer. I just enjoy the Newsboys. And this song, as I mentioned earlier, is Amy's favorite, not just of theirs, but that is out right now. When did it become breaking a rule to say your name out loud in school, being the name of Jesus Christ? When your name's the only one that sets us free, when did it become incorrect to speak the truth about life and death? When your life gave us all eternity. Even if it gets me convicted, I'll be on my knees with my hands lifted. If serving you's against the law of man, if living out my faith in you is banned, then I'll stand right before the jury. If saying I believe is out of line, if I'm judged 'cause I'm gonna give my life to show the world the love that fills me, then I want to be guilty. Even if it gets me convicted, I'll be on my knees with my hands lifted. If serving you's against the law of man, if living out my faith in you is banned, then I'll stand right before the jury. If I say I believe, if saying I believe is out of line, if I'm judged 'cause I'm gonna give my life to show the world the love that fills me, then I wanna be guilty. I'll rise up and honor you. I'll testify to the good you do, 'cause your grace and your mercy that overtake me. So even if it gets me convicted, I'll be on my knees with my hands lifted. If serving you's against the law of man, if living out my faith in you is banned, then I'll start or stand right before the jury. If saying I believe you is out of line, if I'm judged 'cause I'm going to give my life to show the world that love fills me, then I want to be guilty by association, guilty by of being a voice proclaiming your ways, your truth, your life. I'll pay the price to be your light. And then it goes on again with the chorus, if serving you's against the law of man, if living out my faith in you is banned, then I'll stand right before the jury. If saying I believe is out of line, if I'm judged 'cause I'm gonna give my life to show the world the love that fills me, then I want to be guilty. Guilty by association, guilty of being a voice proclaiming your ways, your truth, your life. I'll pay the price to be your light. Oh, I want to be guilty. Those are beautiful lyrics, and I know Amy's gonna sit behind the camera there and nod her head. Whether you like the Newsboys or you don't like the Newsboys or you just think they're okay, those are beautiful lyrics right there. Read in poem form as I just did, or just written in and read aloud and not sang, because Lord knows that we wouldn't want me to sing what the Newsboys just so wonderfully did. And you know, I have a hard time getting behind a pulpit and not making fun of my own singing, because music is such a part of the praise and worship, and that's why I wanted to include a song in there today. I've got some ideas on how to do that for the future, to make the sermon not just a sermon, but actually a praise and worship time. And there are many parts of the praise and worship. There is the greeting, and then there is prayer. There is praise and worship music. There is praise and worship through communion. There is praise and worship through your offering. There is praise and worship through the sermon. There is praise and worship through the invitation. And finally, there is praise and worship through giving your life to Jesus Christ. And there is more that I'm sure I left out there. As we continue on to the points in the sermon tonight, the first point I want to make is breaking the rules and being incorrect. Mark chapter 8, verses 37 and 38 say this: Oh, what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when He comes in His Father's glory with the holy angels. What a horrible thing that will be if Jesus is ashamed of us. Are you ashamed of Jesus Christ today? Maybe you don't go out and condemn Him or publicly say anything against Him, but are you guilty in the wrong way on this one of not promoting the love that Jesus Christ has for our fellow man, for you and for me, the love that He has? Is He going to be ashamed of us when we stand before the Father? Oh, I pray He's not, for me or for you. Are we different than Peter is my second point. Matthew chapter 26, several verses there, starting at 69, says, "Now Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him. 'You were also with Jesus of Galilee,' she said, but he denied it before them all. 'I don't know what you're talking about,' he said. Then he went out to the gateway, where another servant girl saw him, and said to the people there, 'This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth.' He denied it again with an oath, 'I don't know the man.' After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, 'Surely you are one of them. Your accent gives you away.' Then he began to call down curses, and he swore to them, 'I do not know the man.' Immediately the rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word of that Jesus had spoken, 'Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.' And he went outside and wept bitterly." If somebody were to ask you in public today, "Are you a follower of Jesus Christ?" how would you answer? Would you answer with a joyous, "Yes, I am, and I'm proud of it"? Or would you just kind of nod your head and say, "Yeah, I am"? We ought to be screaming from rooftops that we're a follower of Jesus. We ought to be so proud of that. As parents, many times we're proud of the things our children do. As grandparents, we're almost always proud of the things our grandchildren do. I mean, they get in trouble sometimes and do things they shouldn't, but we love our children and we love our grandchildren. How many times do you, as a parent or a grandparent or even just a friend, post on Facebook about what kids or grandkids do? We're not ashamed to do that, but are we ashamed to promote Jesus Christ? Are we ashamed of what we say and what we do? I'm not going to go into the exact post that somebody made. They put it on my wall. It was a controversial church sign that actually cost the pastor his job. The person asked me, "Would you do that? Is that something you would do?" And it cost this man his job. My reply was this: I completely, 100% agree with what the church sign said. And with that being the case, I'm not afraid to publicly say that that is what the case is. That I totally agree with that church sign. However, I don't believe that the church sign was the proper place to put that message. Now, you may think, "Boy, you're being wishy-washy there, Pastor." I don't want to go into the topic because that would just lead me down another road in another sermon, and I know my flaws and I know my weaknesses and I want to stay on point. But the point is, I was willing to say I agree 100%. It was really about whether the Bible is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is the Word of God what it was in the past? If you really, really want to know what that post said, you can go to my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, not my podcast Facebook page, and you can see what it is. But are you ashamed of Jesus Christ? Are you ashamed of what His Word says? If somebody asks you a point-blank question about the Word of Jesus Christ, are you ashamed of what the Bible says? And I think many of you can know what kind of topics that I'm referring to here. And I'm trying real hard not to be you know, picking at points, because the point of this sermon is, are you guilty of proclaiming the word of Jesus Christ? And besides, if I got cut loose on all of the different things that I might reference here tonight, well, you guys would, well, I hope you wouldn't fall asleep, but you would sure think, man, that preacher's long-winded, and I wish he would get on to his next point. Point number three, do you publicly believe? In Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 10, it says this, but what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith, you are saved. The word says you've got to profess that you have to be guilty. You have to be guilty. And you want to be guilty. You can't just be wishy-washy with it. And you maybe on Sunday morning, you lift your hands and praise, and it's all good when there's other Christians around. But Monday, when you go to work, do you talk about the message from the day before? Do you talk about the relationships that you have with those in your congregation? Do you talk about the relationship, most importantly, that you have with Jesus Christ? Or are you ashamed? Well, that doesn't have any place in my work. Why not? Why not? I bet you talk about who won the football games today. I bet you talk about what your favorite basketball team did over the weekend, and for all you Purdue fans out there, just hush. The one thing about doing these and knowing that they're going into an archive, the Purdue fans hush is relevant right now. A year from now in the archives when people listen, and yes, they do go back and listen, they're going to wonder, well, what is he talking about Purdue? And those that are listening right now that are basketball fans know that Purdue beat the Indiana Hoosiers this weekend. And we'll move on to more of that point. Are we guilty? Are we professing our faith that we are saved through the belief that Jesus died and rose again? He was the sin replacement. He was the replacement for our sins. He went to the cross. He died. But he did it because he loves you. What if he hadn't done that? You couldn't be guilty, because there would be no Christianity if he hadn't done that. Do you have love in your life? Do you feel loved in your life? And I know that there are people that will listen to this that probably just now thought, nobody loves me. Nobody. I'm not important to anybody. There are people that are going to listen to this that think that there's no hope. Well, I tell you what, give your life to Jesus Christ. Get into God's Word. Pray and talk to God. And I guarantee you, there is hope. And I guarantee you that if you put into your heart and express your heart, you're going to want to be guilty, because there's nothing better than a relationship with Jesus Christ. Is it going to be tough? Oh, yes, it will be tough. I'm not telling you that Jesus loved you and everything will be easy if you accept him, because the Word tells us exactly the opposite. In spite of all that, be guilty. Fourth and final point is, proclaim God's grace and mercy. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16 say this, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Maybe you don't think you're worthy. You've done a lot of things wrong. Maybe you're still doing a lot of things wrong. Maybe you're a Christian already and you slipped. Maybe you're a Christian and you just mess up every once in a while. But we have the mercy that is so hard to understand. You know, when we do something wrong on this earth, people just remember that. It's amazing that God, when He forgives our sins through His Son Jesus Christ, wipes those sins totally clean, as if they never happened, never to be brought up again. Humans will bring them up again. God wipes your slate clean. How amazing is that? We ought to just be able to share that with anybody and everybody. Some people have a lot of things to be forgiven of. Some people have less things to be forgiven of, but guaranteed, we all have something to be forgiven of because God's Word says we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of Christ, the glory of God. So we're guilty of those things, but in turn, let's give our lives to the Lord and be guilty of proclaiming the Word of Jesus Christ. Proclaim the Word of Jesus Christ. Are you guilty by association? Are you guilty of praising Him, worshiping Him, doing the right thing because of Him? That's the point of tonight's message. You want to be guilty. Father, I thank You for this time we've spent together. I thank You for the words that You've given me tonight. I thank You for the written word that was read. And Father, I pray right now, if there's somebody that doesn't know You as their Lord and Savior, that they will choose today to be that day. Thank You, Father, for hearing our prayers and being with us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I was going to take a break part of the way through because one of the things that happens in some of the podcasts is that there's a break about halfway through. There's actually an ad that plays, and that would have been giving a good breaking point. But, you know, when you get to preaching and you know, you don't really have a break point in there and say, let's play an ad. So I didn't get that done. But we thoroughly enjoy what we do. We are obviously on Facebook Live. This will be posted to YouTube at a later time. I will have to edit out the song because of copyright issues and things like that that YouTube is really strict on. So we're on YouTube. Anchor FM is where we do most of our posting and editing for the podcast. Still so proud that God allowed us to be placed on iHeart Radio, still on Blog Talk Radio. I think about 10 other places that we are. If you would like, you can go to our Ed Boston Podcast Network Facebook page and like us there. I always get confused on like and follow. We have a Twitter account. Several thousand people follow us there, and we'd love to have you do that. We're on Instagram, many, many social media things. We're humbled by what God does through... I've been chastised for saying this before by somebody that I respect greatly, by this little old podcast that happens right here tonight in our living room with our curio and memory of her dad and my dad and the thin blue line that's up here. God can use you. If He can use me and He can use Amy, He can use you. You just have to accept Him into your life. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, tonight is the night to do that. If you would like to give your life to Jesus, I would like you to say these words. And I don't have it written in front of me or anything, and I may forget a part of it, but you're going to understand. I want you to say these words. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I know I have sinned. I have fallen short of the glory of God. I believe that You went to the grave, that You died and You rose again. And I come publicly just now. And while I may be alone, I'm willing to say that I am guilty of association with Jesus Christ. Please enter my heart. Please enter my life. Forgive me of the sins that I have committed and help me to turn away from sin. Thank You for loving me. Thank You for saving me. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said those words, I believe that you have taken the first step in your walk with Jesus Christ. There are many steps that are necessary. I believe in water baptism. I believe in prayer. I believe in reading the Scriptures. I believe in attending a local congregation. The Word tells us that we're not to forsake the assembly together with our brothers and sisters. And I know lots of people have lots of reasons why they don't attend church. But I believe that God's Word tells us to do that. And if God's Word tells me to do that, then I'm going to believe that that's what's supposed to be done. Thank you for being with us. Say goodnight, Amy.
Goodnight, Amy.
She always does that. We both love you. God bless you. And go out and do the right thing.